6:45, radio now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. 10 minutes ago, we were just talking about the Toys R Us baby doll that has a lot of parents upset because this baby doll has a little package on it.
I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
I don't know if this is a toy you want to play with, especially if you have a little girl. Here's the thing for me. I don't have any kids right now. Okay, now if a little boy saw it, he'd be like, I don't want to make this sound too ridiculous.
Right.
But if a little boy saw it, he'd be like, I don't think he'd think much of it because he has one of those too. But a little girl, it's like, what the hell is going on with this?
To see an anatomically correct version.
Yeah, I don't
know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I do.
Elise, what do you think about the baby doll at Toys R Us that has the little thing on it?
I think it's absolutely inappropriate because usually the age range of children that are going to be playing with those dolls aren't going to understand when their parents explain it to them. However, when I was in school, I think it was like maybe fifth or sixth grade, they actually brought people in and they used dolls to, you know, they separated the girls from the guys and they explained, you know, this is what the other group has. And then, you know, everyone kind of giggled and whatever. But, I mean, these kids that are playing with them are like 4 and 5. They're not going to understand.
That's
so
my thing.
Like that's inappropriate.
I get it. Look, I don't have any kids yet, but if I had a little daughter and she opened it up and she's 2 years old and she saw that, I couldn't handle that
right.
young.
Because, you know, you want to wait a little bit longer until you have to have that conversation.
Right.
I mean, whenever you have a child that young and they're like, wait, what is this? I don't have this. You don't want to have that conversation just that early, you know?
That's one thing that I've learned. I'm a nurse, and so you learn in school that you don't want children to feel ashamed of their bodies, but when they're so young, they're not going to understand that they are going to be ashamed if you aren't going to tell them what it is.
Right.
We appreciate the call, Elise. Have a good day.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Hi, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. You actually think it's all good that the little baby has a little package on it, on the baby doll, right?
Well, I think the anatomically correct dolls are good. I mean, I had a girlfriend who actually found one at a garage sale and got it for her daughter, and she's always been really open about calling them by their proper name, and her daughter is, I mean, she just spouts it out loud and proud, and I think maybe that might help a little bit with these kids.
Right.
Nowadays. I'm just, you know, ladies, I'm just right now imagining like the Roy Hibbert. If there was a baby doll modeled after Roy Hibbert,
God.
It would have to come in freaking 2 boxes,
oh
right?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Plus, it also helps with some of the shock because when the girls, you know, when we do realize that it's not, it's like, what the heck? What's she using?
Right, exactly.
Like
thank you for the call.
Thanks, bye.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio 900.9.